This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are just days away from the 2026 Douglas County Fair. And at the fairgrounds at Roseburg Fairgrounds, Director C.R. Keith, hey, thanks for being on.
Absolutely. Good afternoon.
Yeah, so there is so much that goes into putting this fair together. When did you really start transforming the property?
We started about the beginning of June, working with our lamb show first and getting ready for that part of fair. And then now we're in full gear getting ready for next week.
And probably right about now is where you start having some of the bigger things get ready to, you know, getting ready to come in over the next few days.
Yeah, we'll have the carnival in here in just a couple days, and all the kids are starting to show up to decorate their pens, and then vendors will be moving in on Monday.
And I know one of the things about it, too, is that sometimes it comes together so quickly because some of the vendors and some things like carnival rides, et cetera, are at other fairs. They work their own circuit, and so sometimes it's a pretty quick turnaround.
It's a very quick turnaround. We will have a lot of vendors that are finishing up on Sunday at different fairs, and then they'll be heading here first thing Monday morning. So they are going to be, it's going to be very busy on Monday.
And you begin on Wednesday, a four-day fair, the format you've stuck with for several years now, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's four full days of fun.
And let's kind of work our way through it. Talk about some of the things that are going to be happening on that first day of the fair on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday is senior day, and so we will have free admission for seniors until, actually, I think it's all day. It is all day. And then we're going to have a senior talent show that starts at 10 a.m., and it goes about 1:30 around there. And then we'll have other performers performing on our Garden Park stage. We have Matt Baker Comedy that's here all week, but he will be going on stage right after the senior talent show. We have a diaper derby. So if you have a little one who's under 13 months that's crawling, you can come out for free and put your baby in the diaper derby contest to see if they can crawl to you the quickest. And then we, at 7:30, will be having our bull riding, the annual bull riding that we do every year. And that's free, and that'll be in the Cascade Community Credit Union grandstands. And then we're going to close out our night with a local band, Captain Blue.
Now, backing up to the diaper derby, this is like a classic fair thing that's probably been done for maybe since it started.
Yes, it's been going on for, I believe it's like 58 years or something like that. It's a very long tradition here at the fairgrounds, and it is definitely one of my favorite things to see on Wednesday, all the little babies crawling and their parents trying to get them to get to them first, and so we have a good time with that.
And because periodically, in the time that I've lived here, periodically somebody will brag about the fact that they won the diaper derby. And of course, you know, they didn't remember being in it. But maybe a family member got a picture of it, and it's kind of one of those weird, odd pride things.
Yeah, they've done plaques, so maybe they have their plaque, or we do sashes, kind of like a pageant sash, and pictures and little certificates and everything. So it's a great memory to share with your baby, and something when they're older, they can be like, hey, I did that when I was little.
So let's talk about, before we get to Thursday, let's talk about some of the sort of logistical things. Talk about the buses.
Yeah, so the buses are at the First Student bus lot in Green, right off the highway, and then at Roseburg High School. And, you know, you can go there, park, hop on a bus, and come to the grounds for free. You don't have to pay for parking. It's a quick in and out. That way you don't have to, you know, park clear out outside the grounds to get in. And we drop you off right at one of the gates. And it runs every half hour until about 5 p.m. And then after that, it's every 15 minutes. And then on Saturday, it'll be all day.
And one of the things about your location, I mean, the plus side is it's right next to the freeway, gets a lot of attention, easy to get to and all that. But the other side is that there's one way in and one way out of the fairgrounds, which means the buses are even more important.
They are. They really help us try to keep traffic moving with, you know, we do have limited parking, so we do encourage people to take the bus if they want to. We did implement a new thing this year as far as strollers. If they're the wagons or large double strollers, we do have a special bus that people can get on that's a little bit smaller and more fit for big ones. Otherwise, all your regular strollers can just, as long as you can pack it up and get it on the bus, then you're able to ride the bus.
All right. Now, let's talk about Thursday. What's going on then?
Thursday, we have a lot going on. It is going to be the Veterans and Armed Forces Day. Until 5 p.m., you can get in free. We also have Aaron Lewis coming, who is a huge fan of veterans as well. So that's going to be a great show. It starts at 7:30 in the amphitheater, and the reserve seating is sold out, but we still have plenty of general admission. You just pay when you get here and go right down to the bowl, and it's going to be a great concert night.
So what do you do out there, because every venue is a little different? If somebody comes to the fair late in the afternoon and is not in the reserved area, can they go put out, if you like, reserve a chair, put a blanket out, something like that?
Yeah, you can put blankets out. We tend to have issues with people doing that. I would just make sure it's not grandma's favorite blanket that you're putting out there. But yeah, you can come reserve an area in the grass. Probably not before 4 would be my guess. We still are doing some setup for the bands at that point. But yeah, you can come out and get your spot early if you want to. It might be standing room only. I'm not sure.
That one sounds like it's going to be a big one. Now, at the fair, let's talk about sort of the classic fair exhibits. You've got people bringing in all kinds of things. Maybe some of that's already there. Photography, food, all that. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think we might have a record number of school art entries this year. I was just down there this morning, and our exhibit director, Nikki, was talking about, we normally do like one wall and a few of our displays, and we're actually going on to the second back wall with our school art this year. So if you have an elementary student, you know, they might have done an art project and the school has submitted it, and it'll be up at the fair, and you can bring your kids and look for your school and see if there are their projects there.
Now, you've also got things like food, wine, and that sort of thing that people enter, right?
Yes, yeah. So we have our great food vendors that are going to be here. We have a new creation coming this year called a Korean corn dog. I don't know if you've heard of it. So it's basically a hand-dipped corn dog with cheese on the inside, and then they put a special topping around the outside of it, like fire Cheetos, cornflakes, and then they deep fry it. And we actually had one this last week, vendor coordinators and I, and it was really good. So that's new this year. We'll, of course, have all of our adult beverages. We have the Pepsi band booth, so you can come and get water and soda from the RHS band booth, and that goes back to supporting their school year and, you know, when they're competing and traveling and everything.
Now, out there as well, you've got a lot of vendors, in 2-3 different buildings?
We do. So we have the conference hall and Douglas Hall. They have our commercial vendors as well as outside. And our vendor coordinator this year worked really hard, and we have sold every booth. So we are super excited to have great vendors. We have a couple of new vendors that are going to come in. We have a simulating semi-truck that if you are interested in truck driving, you can actually go in and drive, pretend like you're driving a semi-truck in a simulator. That's off the pavilion. And, of course, we have, you know, a lot of our local businesses here that are, you know, talking about things going on in the community. For the Love of Paws is going to be here talking about their, you know, their business. And so there's all kinds of local vendors, non-local vendors, stuff to buy. So it's going to be a great fair. We're super excited. The Blade Axe House will be here again this year right at the main entrance. So you can try your hand out at axe throwing.
All right, a lot more going on at the fair. We're going to talk about when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock, previewing the Douglas County Fair. It's happening next Wednesday through Saturday at the Fairgrounds in Roseburg. Fairgrounds Director Sierra Keith is on telling us what's going on. One of the things, especially for kids, although adults often are found there too, is the carnival. Talk about what's going on there.
Yeah, so the carnival will be here all week, starting Wednesday at noon. And, you know, it's great rides. There's games. There's fun houses to go through. There's a ride for pretty much every age, from little to, you know, the adults that like the thrill. You can get your pre-carnival wristbands now for $35 through next Tuesday. And then they do go to $45. And then, of course, if you're just wanting to get on a couple rides, you can buy single ride passes as well.
So if somebody's got two or three kids, though, getting these ahead of time is really going to save them some money.
Yeah, it does. It saves you $10. And if you come into the office with cash or the $35, there's no, you know, processing fees. Otherwise, through our website, there is, you know, the credit card fees that they pass on. But yeah, if you just want to bring cash down here and get a ticket, it's $35.
So 4-H and FFA, a lot going on there.
Yeah, the kids, you know, they are ready to go. They're making all of their pens decorated right now. They're here starting to set up on those. And then we have, you know, the pigs and sheep, goats, cattle, all kinds. We have the small animal barn this year that has a couple of new birds that they haven't had in previous years. You know, and we have on Friday night at 4 p.m. is the livestock auction, where you come out and you support the local kids that have put all this hard work into their animal, and, you know, buy an animal for them and help them. You know, they're learning how to basically run a business with these animals, and so you can come out and support them and, you know, do good for your community.
And on Friday as well, talk about the music.
Yeah, on Friday, we're going to have the rapper Tone Loc. He is from late 80s, early 90s, Funky Cold Medina. He'll be here at 8 o'clock, and it should be a really good Friday night. And then we also have a band from Medford called the Trevor Hanks Band, and they're going to be joining us after him. And so it should be a lot of fun between the two.
Now, talk about other things that are happening on Friday.
Friday is Dress a Veggie from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you take a vegetable and you decorate it and bring it to our gate, you get in for free, and then you can take it down to the exhibit building and display it. And we have them out for all day Friday and Saturday, and it's really cool to go down there and see all the different creations of people have come up with.
How many years has Dress a Veggie been going on?
I have no idea, but a very long time. I would say, I mean, it sounds like from the, maybe even from the, you know, the very early years of the fair.
I know that way back, one time money was kind of tight or something, and my wife said something about dressing a veggie, and I just looked at her. What?
Yeah. I've had people show up dressed as a vegetable.
Right.
And we would still let them in for free, but it is a, you could take any vegetable, you know, and make something really cool. I've seen people, you know, take a cucumber and make a car out of it with other vegetables and pipe cleaners, you know, really cheap craft projects, and it's, or, you know, and a lot of fun. And I really like to see the kids do it as well, because it's a good time for them.
Gosh, some people apparently have more free time than I do. Oh, boy. So for kids, because, you know, families like to come out and do a lot of things with the kids, what do you do to help make this more family friendly in terms of the cost for kids?
Yeah, you know, you can come out. If you're looking for great opportunities to come out and not spend a ton of money, you're more than welcome to bring your own lunch. You know, if you ride the bus, you don't have to pay for that. If you can take advantage of a free day, you can do that. And then kids 12 and under are free all day, every day of the fair. So, you know, they get in for free. You could pack a lunch. You can bring your own drinks as long as they're non-alcoholic and factory sealed. So you can bring a small cooler in, come in, you know, and then you get to see all the things that we have for free. We have roaming artists new this year, and so we have Artie the circus drummer. So he is on stilts and he plays the drums. We have a hula hoop girl this year. I have another stilt walker during the day, and then in the evening she is actually going to do one performance a night of fire dancing. And then we have our Bubble Smith that everybody loves back, and so that's great for the little kids. And then Doc Dogs will be down this this year down in the Garden Park, and so you can come out and watch the dogs jump and see who's going to win.
Walking on stilts through a crowd of people, I would not do well at that. But obviously,
they are incredible.
Yeah, this person obviously knows what they're doing.
They do, definitely.
So Saturday, talk about what's happening Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday is Family Day, which, you know, we want everybody to come out with their families, have a great time, walk through the barns. We're going to have a parade at 11:15-ish through the grounds of walking with our 4-H and FFA kids and some of our staff and performers. So you'll want to look for us walking through and doing that. And then we have Nico Moon is going to be performing for us in the amphitheater at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. And we are super excited. He is a ton of fun to watch, and he should have the crowd energized. And then we're going to close out with a local band, the Cody Ponder Band.
So you get through all of that, and you don't just wave a magic wand and it all gets cleaned up and put away.
No, it is not. We have an incredible group of staff here that work very, very hard. And so, of course, first thing Sunday morning, you know, it's immediately us starting cleanup, because we have some pretty large events, some dog events in about 2 weeks after fair. So that'll be coming in. So we're going to be, tearing down right away.
Now, obviously, you pull in extra people during the fair to help with different projects and things that need to get done, too, right?
We do. You know, we are very lucky. We have a lot of local groups, the RHS Band, Douglas High School, the RHS Cheer, Journey Church, Geneva Academy, all these different groups of volunteer groups. They come in and they help us with parking and garbage and cleanup and all the things that make the fair run. And in trade, you know, we're able to donate money back to them. And so they're able then to take that and put that back into their groups. And so it works great for us. We're able to get a great group of people out here helping and then help them back as well.
So for you, is this the second year as the director for the fair?
It is my second year as director, and it's my 15th fair.
So when you started at the fair, on the fairgrounds staff, what were you doing then?
I was taking reservations for all of our year-round events. So at that time, answering phones and then learning, you know, what events we hosted out here other than fair.
And did you think at that point that you might be running the place eventually?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I got they call it the fair bug. And, you know, I was here, and after the first year, I was like, this is an incredible place to be. It serves our community, and it's a ton of fun.
Now, fairgrounds facilities have had a lot of challenges over the years. The fairgrounds complex was put in a long time ago. Buildings were added. You've got to replace things. I mean, there's a lot of infrastructure projects. And because these buildings are big, when they come along, they are pricey.
They are. And, you know, we do not receive any county funding. We are independent. We are a county department, but we're independent of the general fund. And so every event that we host out here, fair, all of our year-round events, we take all the money that we make off that and put it right back into running the facility through staffing and through the facilities, trying to keep them maintained and updated and just pay for, you know, the costs of utilities. And so, you know, it's really ran and given back to the community. Like, we're here for the community, and we're pretty excited. Our reader board actually quit working about a month and a half ago, almost 2 months ago, and luckily we were able to find some funding, and so we are actually having it installed today. So by Monday it should be hopefully up and running.
And you've done some other bigger projects in the last few years as well.
Yeah, you know, we've gotten air conditioning in Douglas Hall through grants through the state and put a new roof on it. And then we actually, it's not really a big project, but it's an exciting project. Umpqua Valley Art Center was able to get a grant to hire an artist. And so we have actually finishing up a mural in the exhibit building on the stage. So when you come to the fair, you're going to want to go down there and check it out. It's local. Our artist did it, and then she worked with some 4-H and FFA kids who are artists to add into it. And so it's really, really, really cool.
All right. So remind people again when it all begins and some of the basics they ought to know about prices, et cetera.
Yeah, so the gates open Wednesday at 11 a.m., and it's $10 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free, and we're here until Saturday at 11 o'clock at night. So come out, have some fun, come see what your community has to offer, and enjoy the fair.
All right, Sarah Keith, director of the Douglas County Fairgrounds. It all begins Wednesday. Thanks for coming on, and I'm sure you have plenty to do the rest of the day.
Oh, we do. So thank you very much, Kyle.
All right, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.